This is the interview with Bill Lazat, November 16, 1970.
Okay, I'll just ask you various questions about this neighborhood, Bill.
Just this neighborhood?
Yeah, pretty much this area around here. Let's see, you've been here all your life, really, right, on this block, is that
it? Oh, practically, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
All right on this block.
When did your father come here? When did your family come, do you know, when they moved to this area?
Well, let's see, that would be, I was 1 year old.
You were 1 year old.
So that would, I shouldn't say that again. tell how old I am. That should be about 63 years ago. About 63 years ago, Dad moved in this area.
Yeah. Okay. Was there any... What was out here when they came?
Well, there was... As far as houses are concerned, there was only three houses in this particular area here. It would be our house, and then there was a house in this location here where we are living now, and then just above, there was another house, and that was all.
Mm-hmm.
In this particular area.
Yeah.
Of course, in this area, they call that Exposition Heights number 2.
Was the railroad here when you moved in,
oh,
I guess?
Yes, the railroad was here, too.
Yeah. Okay. Exposition Heights number 2.
Number 2.
What that name derives from the
well, I don't know.
UW? Huh.
Well, evidently it was from the exposition here in 1909.
The Alaska Yukon.
And I think that's probably the reason.
Yeah.
Number 1 was over on the other side of 35th.
Huh. What was around here? Was this orchards or just grassland or what?
Well, it was just mostly, there was a few trees and mostly hazelnut bushes right in here.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, there was a lot of stumps.
Uh-huh. What did your father do for a living out here?
Well, he was a cook.
Yeah.
Or a chef, whatever you want to say.
Uh-huh. Where did he travel to work? He must have had to commute quite a way.
Commute to town.
Yeah.
Of course, the streetcar, when I was real small, came up as far as Ravenna Park.
Yeah.
And they called that Station L.
Station L.
Nell, I think it was. Station Nell.
Oh, Nell. And
I think that was it. Then later on, I came up as far as 30th Northeast, and that was the end of the line, right at the corner of the cemetery.
Now, where did the streetcar line come up? Do you remember what streets?
It came up 14th Avenue,
14th.
University Way.
Yeah. Okay. Did your father walk over from here to that station? Is that how he traveled down?
Oh, yes. You just travel up alongside of the cemetery. Of course,
yeah.
There was no roads. It was just a path.
Mm-hmm. Was the cemetery here when you
in
moved
the cemetery
here?
It was here.
Yeah, okay.
I can't tell how long the cemetery was here.
Yeah.
I do have an abstract of this area here.
Oh, plot map?
Plot map, mm-hmm. And it's the abstract is quite a bulletin as far as that's concerned.
Yeah.
Years ago, when you bought a piece of property, you obtained an abstract. Mm-hmm. That history goes way back.
Yeah. What was down here at University Village at that time?
Well, at that time, the Lake Washington came up here. That was, I shouldn't call it Lake Washington, it was Union Bay.
Yeah.
still Union Bay. And the bay came all the way up. Mm-hmm. That bordered 25th Avenue, and it came right up to practically the railroad track. The railroad track was on the shoreline all the way around, clear over to the university.
All right. What, so really that area is underwater then?
It was all underwater. It was all underwater.
Yeah. Was there a creek running down through Ravenna, do you remember?
Yeah, there's a creek running through Ravenna Park. It starts from Green Lake.
South end of Green Lake. Yeah.
South end of Green Lake, and it comes down under Ravenna Boulevard through Cowan Park, through Ravenna Park. In fact, it still goes through Ravenna Park. And then about 55th and 25th in there, it goes into a tunnel, and it comes out in the, right now it comes out in the tunnel down here on the other side of the golf course.
Oh, I see, yeah. What about the town of Yesler, Yesler Sawmill? What do you remember about any of that?
Well, the town of Yesler, the location would border from on the west by the university property. That's 34th Northeast. And it goes over to the east, bordering about 38th there, 37th.
Mm-hmm.
And on the north, it would be at the railroad track, south to Lake Union Bay.
Yeah.
And I would say that would be the town of Yesler.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember a sawmill going there?
Yes, there was a sawmill there. I remember when I was approximately about 3 years old, seeing a big fire down there. And what mill burned at that particular time, I don't know, and I haven't been able to find out whether it was a part of the old Yesler mill. I'm not sure, but the pilings were still remains down there.
This is about 60 years ago then.
About 60 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
After that time, there was a shingle mill.
Yeah.
And the shingle mill ran up to about 1924.
Mm-hmm. Could you hear the machinery working from where you lived here?
No, you couldn't hear the machinery. You could hear the whistles blow, and that's all.
Yeah.
But as far as the machinery, no.
Yeah. Is there anything else built up down in that area at that time? Were there houses out towards Laurelhurst in that area?
Well, there was quite a few houses in Yesler.
Mm.
And there was even a boarding house down there.
Where would your family do food shopping down there?
Well, there was... the main food shopping I can remember was at 25th and 55th, 25th Northeast and East 55th.
Oh, yeah?
There was a grocery store there run by the Peck brothers.
Uh-huh.
And they would come around and take orders and then deliver by horse and wagon.
Mm-hmm.
It was horse and wagon roads through here at that time.
Yeah.
Of course, there was a other stores in the north part of Yesler. There was a store on 35th Northeast and 48th, mm-hmm. which I remember burning down.
A lot of those neighborhoods burned at one time or another.
Yeah, there was another store at 35th and 47th.
Uh-huh.
And also, that was on the south side of the old Yester School.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that burned down.
Yeah. Where did you go to grade school?
The Yester School.
You did go down there.
Uh-huh. Started the Yester School.
Yeah. Well, how many kids would there have been there? Any memory of how many in your classes or anything?
I would say probably maybe 30. There was only 3 rooms in the school.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
One room would be the first, second, and third grades. The second room would be the fourth, fifth, and sixth.
Mm-hmm.
And the third room would be the seventh and eighth.
Yeah. How many grades did you go there?
I went up to the sixth grade. That was the end of World War I.
Mm-hmm.
And that time we transferred to the Bryant School.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you walk to school all the time?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Followed along, let's see, were there streets by then, or was it following along wagon roads?
Wagon roads and paths.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the only school in this neighborhood. The nearest one was Ravenna, and then the University Heights of the University District.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that time, there was a school at Pontiac. No, Sand Point.
Mm-hmm.
When I started the school, the pupils from Pontiac, which is now Sand Point, would come to school in a stage driven by 2 horses.
Mm. Where would they collect them from on the way? I wonder.
Well, there was a wagon road parallel with the railroad track near, similar to Sand Point Way now.
Uh-huh.
You could go out to Pontiac, make the circle, and come back through Hawthorne Hills and
mm-hmm.
through 65th and down 35th.
I'd take the kids out to the Pontiac School.
No, the Pontiac School was closed. I don't know what year the Pontiac School was closed. There was a school out there.
Mm, I see. Mm-hmm. What was at Pontiac, really, in these years? Is that another neighborhood, stores, or what was out there that you can remember?
Well, there wasn't any stores out there. The only thing that was there was Japanese gardens.
Oh, yeah.
Between Sand Point Way and railroad tracks in there, there was quite a few Japanese gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, where Sand Point was, that was all timber, and
yeah.
Also Mud Lake was in there.
Japanese gardens, do you mean small Japanese truck farms?
Truck farms.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Truck farms.
Yeah. What was Mud Lake?
Mud Lake is was near Sand Point proper, right at the point.
Yeah.
Just south of the point. In fact, it was between the Sand Point Inn, the Denny residence or Denny farm. Well, it wasn't a farm, it was estates, we call it, an estates. Denny Estates.
Is Arthur Denny?
I don't know which one of the Denny's it was, but it was the Denny Estates.
Yeah. They have a big house out there?
There was a big house out there.
Mm-hmm. What happened to Mud Lake? It was
all covered up.
Filled in when they
built the runways.
Yeah.
When the government took over the Sand Point.
Uh-huh.
And they started to fill it in.
Yeah. Did they take over the Denny Estates too then? Or
they took over the Denny Estates
too. The whole thing went to that airport.
Denny Estates was on the south side of Sand Point Field.
Hmm. What kind of a house did they have out there? Buildings on the grounds.
Well, being fenced in, and also a lot of dogs out there. Us kids didn't roam into the estate very much. We'd go on the outside of the fence through the woods down to Mud Lake, the cranberry marshes.
What kind of a fence? Remember?
It was barbed wire.
Yeah. Not exactly friendly, is it? Was it wooded out there on the estate?
Yes, it was quite wooded.
Yeah.
And from the shoreline, you could see it, but you never did go in from the shoreline either.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you remember when cars first came to this area, when auto traffic first became fairly frequent out here? You remember when your family got a car, did they?
Well, my family didn't get a car. Us kids got one.
Yeah. How many kids were there?
There were three of us.
All boys?
All boys.
Yeah.
Well, when the cars started to come in, I can remember that's when old Bothell Highway started being in use.
Yeah. Did the three of you chip in and buy a car, or what?
No. I think my dad bought the first used car.
Yeah.
Travel. Those kids had a bicycle. We went around with a bicycle.
Uh-huh. Well, now, Fred, who used to live down the street, was here all this time, too, was he?
Yes, Fred, there was a super estate. Fred Soper's dad was the village blacksmith.
At Yesler?
His blacksmith was across the street from the Esther School.
Uh-huh.
And
well, would you still see him shoeing horses when you were at school?
Oh, I see him shoeing the horses with his old bellows.
Yeah.
Hand bellows.
Did you ever run those any?
No, I don't think so. But, of course, the Sopers are owned from 55th down to the railroad track.
Mm-hmm.
At the corner of 55th and 35th Northeast and the railroad track was the mail hook, and we received our mail with the address of Yesler, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
morning train and afternoon train would take up and throw off the mail at the corner of 35th Northeast and, well, now Blakely Northeast.
You actually get two mail deliveries to the post office.
Yes.
A day.
One going north and one going south. Of course, the train going north to Bellingham, Sumas, and Vancouver, and one returning around 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah. Which line was it?
Northern
Pacific line went through here. Mm-hmm. And that's right on the line that still exists.
Still exists, yeah. Still, yeah. Not, well, until they change the name now.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So you guys would have a train each way during the day.
That's right.
And wagon travel and bicycle around the neighborhood. Just to me, you want to mention Fred used to chase you out of the Soper family orchards or occasionally. Is that, do I remember that right? Now and then?
Those nice big bean cherries were pretty delicious.
Pretty hard to resist, huh?
Pretty hard to resist, although I did pick cherries for Mrs. Soper. Yeah, knew them very well.
Yeah.
It's always a temptation to help yourself a little bit.
Right. Then you said your family house was on this plot of land?
Well, it still exists over here. That's it.
Which one?
The little house over here.
Little house.
Here. Portable.
Yeah.
Portable.
Mm-hmm. And when was this place built? This house?
Well, I built this in about 1941.
Mm-hmm. Did you live there all the while before?
Yeah, after we got married, we lived, of course, in an apartment house, and then we moved back there. Of course, in the later years, Dad had chickens here.
Mm-hmm.
When the houses began to grow, be built around here, he was kind of forced out, and he moved all the chickens out to Hall's Lake.
Mm.
And at the beginning of World War II, he retired and moved back here into this area.
Mm-hmm. Where did you live in an apartment? In this area?
No. When we first got married, we moved over to Finney.
Yeah. And you built this house yourself?
Yeah, I built it all myself.
Pretty good job. How long did that take you? Were you able to work steadily on it, or?
It took about 5 years.
Yeah.
By the time we dug out the basement, moved in.
Working weekends primarily?
Working weekends and the evenings.
Mm-hmm. And you were working at Sears all the time?
Yeah, I was working at Sears all the time.
Yeah. Do you remember when streets came in, paved streets, or not even paved, but regular streets, because they're not really paved in some degree down here yet?
Well, the first big project that came in after the acquisition, the Yukon acquisition, well, I can remember the Yukon acquisition. The mode of transportation was ferry boat.
From where to where?
The ferry boats would come from Madison Park to Lawlhurst, mm-hmm. and from Lawlhurst to the university.
Yeah.
And I can remember the ferry boats docking crossed here at the university.
Down near the Yesler Mills?
Near the university powerhouse.
Oh. Hmm. Did you go up to the exposition that way? Your family?
How I got to the exposition, I don't remember.
Yeah.
But I remember being there.
Uh-huh.
And I have an idea we walked around the railroad track.
Just follow the railroad track?
Follow the railroad track around.
Yeah.
I remember being at the exposition and seeing the waterfalls over where the freshman pond is now.
Mm-hmm.
It was, they had a waterfall going through there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the impression that left my mind was seeing the Igorodes. The Igorodes, and that's the wild men from the Philippines.
Oh, yeah?
They had them all pinned up into a corral, and they were all naked except using the, wearing a G-string.
Oh, yeah?
They called them the Igorodes. And then, of course, they had a lot of expositions. And the only one that stuck to my mind was Heinz Pickles, where he received the little Heinz Pickle on a pin.
Mm-hmm. Something, a lot of great things at the exposition.
And also they had the balloon that went up every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And of course fireworks at night.
Uh-huh. You probably see the fireworks from here, huh?
I could see the fireworks from looking out our bedroom window.
Yeah. Yeah.
Later, they started to improve the area and they built a wooden bridge where the at the end of the viaduct, present viaduct is now.
Hmm.
That was a wooden bridge all through there.
Crossing a neck of Union Bay?
Yeah, crossing the neck of Union Bay, which connected the Mount Lake Bridge with Sandpoint.
Yeah.
It really connected it with Fallhurst.
Yeah. Where did the road run? Just below the railroad track over there on the U campus?
It ran exactly where the road is now.
Oh. Along the bottom by the power plant and all.
Yeah, the same place. That was on bridge.
Yeah.
That was built right after the Lake Washington Canal was opened. The Mount Lake Canal was opened.
Right after the cut was opened up. Was that 1916? I'm not sure.
It could be in 1916. Could have been in 1916.
Yeah, I think maybe it was. And then
that lowered the lake.
Uh-huh.
Some say it was 10 feet and some say it was 15 feet. I don't know what the official...
Yeah. But it must have left quite a...
It left a mud hole.
Quite a mud flat, huh? Then what, that gradually was... build up on the mud flat? And
well, right directly below here was quite woodsy.
Yeah.
And later on, after it drained, in about 1924, there was a Japanese family came in and dug ditches and drained it and developed it and developed it into a lettuce farm.
Right down here?
On this side, where the University Village is.
Yeah. Hmm. You remember their name?
No, I don't.
They farmed that whole area down there, huh?
So, exactly where the University Village is now.
Yeah.
They farmed that whole area.
Yeah. Then the viaduct really didn't come in until fairly recently.
The viaduct came in about 1940.
Yeah. And that, that's the first direct link up to the U District.
Yes. Here. Otherwise, there was just paths through the woods.
Going up the hill by the viaduct?
In between there. Well, I think the where that first tram is across the Pacific Street. No, there was paths up to the minute through mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
Then there was mammoth trees, fir trees in there.
Mammoth where?
Mammoth fir trees.
Douglas fir?
Douglas firs. 8 feet in diameter and so forth. Great big ones.
They took those down to the viaduct?
Well, they seemed to be disappeared, I don't know.
Yeah. Dwindled over the years.
Over the years, they cut them down.
Yeah. Huh. Sure use them right now, couldn't they? That'd be nice. Then, after you... Let's see, were you living out here while you were building the house?
Yes.
Yeah. And commuting, all down, driving down to Sears, huh? Yeah. About the only way to get there, wasn't it?
Well, you could take the streetcar.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You
could take the streetcar.
Mm-hmm. And when did the bulk of these houses all in back of us come in? Did they just straggle in through the years?
After World War II.
Oh?
After 41.
Yeah. When you started building your place here...
Then they started building.
You were still pretty much... It was still pretty much a sparsely settled area, huh?
That's right.
Were there developers? Did somebody own a whole bunch of those, or did people just...
No, the only developer was on 35th, and the old in the Soper project, and also when they tore down the Esther School, there was a developer came in there and built half a dozen houses at a time.
Uh-huh. Are these houses built? What, just people moving out to the suburbs, or were they people came into the aircraft industry from World War II? What was the neighborhood?
No, it
just grew, huh?
Just grew.
Yeah.
Just grew.
The roads and streets, were they platted then, or were they already there? Was it laid out?
Well, it was already laid out.
Yeah.
Years ago, when Crawford and Condover owned the property, Crawford and Condover Real Estate, Acquisition Heights number 2 was platted in streets.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
The streets just developed.
Yeah, from that early plat. Huh? They must have done that right around the time of the Yukon Exposition, I suppose, huh?
Well, they didn't put the streets
no.
in, no, but it was developed from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what about sewers, water supply out here? What were they here when you built your place?
They were here when I built this place.
Yeah.
But, in the old place, my dad had a well.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, there was no water here. We had wells. We had a well in the old place, and on this particular lot, there was a well here too.
Mm-hmm.
in
I was going to ask you what kind of car you had for your first car.
Model T.
Model T. What everybody had as a first car, I guess. Yeah. Did you do odd jobs around this neighborhood, any, when you were a teenage kid, working, picking fruit or in grocery stores or anything?
Well, I worked for Mr. Raymond, Ravenna Fuel, helping him unload his fuel cars.
Coal?
Mostly wood. Of course, he had coal too, but I'd help unload the wood slabs.
Where was this located?
Just on the other side of the little track here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Probably Ravenna Fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Ravenna Lumber Company. Then, of course, as a teenager, I worked in the picking lettuce down on the lettuce farm.
Oh, yeah? Was that a thing for the neighborhood kids?
No,
all you and your buddies? Uh-huh. I'd be down doing that, huh?
We'd be picking lettuce down there.
Yeah. What kind of great wage did you make doing that?
25 cents an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'd go down to the old mill channel and we'd go for a swim to wash off.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you fish down here too?
Well, I did fish off the old bridge before the lake went down, but then of course we fished in the old mill channel where the shingle mill was.
Uh-huh. Was that a channel in off Union
Well,
Bay?
Well, after the lake went down, the shingle mill there was left high and dry, so they had to dredge out a channel in the log, and that's the channel I'm referring to.
I see.
Uh-huh. Before the lake went down, the mill was on the lake shore.
Yeah.
And that left the mill rather high.
Mm-hmm.
And at that particular place, at the foot of 36th Avenue, there was sawdust piles there. The sawdust piles, cedar piles, cedar.
Yeah.
There was the remains of the old sawdust from the Yesler Mill. Apparently, Yesler Mill and the mills were all cedar mills.
Hmm.
And there was piles of sawdust there. 25 to 30 feet thick.
Stuff that accumulated all down the years, huh? Yeah.
Of course, every summer there would be a fire in the sawdust piles.
Did somebody drop a cigarette or something? Or were they deliberately burning them off?
No, they... Combustion, I think.
Oh!
Combustion. Combustion, heated them off.
Yeah?
Just by heat.
Yeah. They must have made quite a smudge when they went up.
Be quite a bit. Of course, sometimes the fire department would come and put it out, and sometimes it wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember who owned the shingle mill? Was it just called the shingle mill, or was it somebody's shingle mill?
I don't remember.
Yeah. What happened to it? Did it burn?
It burned down.
Usual history, huh?
Yeah, usual history. Of course, it burned down. Of course, nearly all the mills would have their customary fires.
Yeah.
And the last one took it completely down.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Were you the oldest of the three boys?
No, I was in the middle.
You were the middle boy. Okay. When did you start at Sears? How old were you?
I didn't have to check on that.
Yeah, just approximately.
I started in 1936.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I guess so.
Well, as a kid, we used to go to the old tannery. Foot of 27th Northeast, below the railroad tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an old tannery buildings there.
Yeah.
And they used to tan horse hides.
Was it
all the machinery in there, and we used to play in there.
Was it deserted?
It was deserted.
Yeah. Yeah.
The old history would show that there was a tannery there.
Uh-huh.
And also a flour mill at 25th and Blakely.
The old tannery must have been a great play place.
Yes, it was.
Enormous machinery around, or?
It was very large machinery. There was one big flywheel there. It must have been 15 feet in diameter.
Yeah. Yeah. So really, there were little businesses scattered all around here.
Yeah.
Tannery and flour.
Yeah, that was
flour mill and
years
sawmill.
Years ago.
Yeah.
I was looking at that abstract. I'll get it if you would like to see it.
If it's convenient, yeah, I wouldn't mind having a look.
There was one interesting part in there, the price of this whole area was sold at.
Yeah.
Forgetting what it was.
Your father, I suppose, bought a lot out here.
It was a promotional...
From Crawford. Where'd you been in town before that? Where the family lived? Downtown someplace?
Well, it was in town and also in Alaska.
Uh-huh.
During the gold rush and so forth. It was in Alaska and it came out.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned a boarding house down there. Do you remember anything about that?
Well, the boarding house was run by a body named Lyons. And I think the house still at the same place. And I can recall the old church.
Catholic Church?
No,
no,
it was vacant. The time I can remember.
Yeah. Yeah.
And of course I can remember the Soper kids going down there and ringing the bell on Halloween and packing carriages up, put them on top of the roof on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And later in the church was moved north across the street and it still stands at 35th and Blakely. It was moved there and there was a dry goods store opened up and also that was Yester's post office.
In that, where that building still stands?
Yes, that was the Yester post office.
Hmm.
prior to that, the post office was located in the vicinity of the Mobile gas station as it stands now.
Yeah.
The first gas station was at its that particular location. The property was owned by Spigers. I think Johnny Spiger still owns the property now.
Mm-hmm.
And the house where they was used for the post office is moved down here on Blakely Street. I don't know what the address is. It's just below here.
Down this next block.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Johnny Spiger still owns it there.
Hmm. Where did your family go to church?
We went to church at Presbyterian Church on 50th and 36th.
Uh-huh.
In fact, it was the only church in the vicinity, so regardless of what denomination you went there for the Christmas celebrations.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a community church, more or less.
Mm-hmm. That Yesler boarding house, was that primarily for the sawmill workers?
For the sawmill workers, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Yesler, prior to that time, would be quite interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to have to dig around the university and see if I can come up with some stuff about that.
We have a very good friend. She was born in Pontiac.
Mm-hmm.
And originally she lived in one of the houses in Yesler. Of course, I've been asking her quite a few questions, too. Of course, she moved away probably in 1912. Of course, she was pretty young then, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, she doesn't remember too much about the early Yesler.
Yeah.
Arslaw Hurst, up on top of the hill, that was all paved up there real early.
Laurel Hurst?
And on top of the hill, there was a golf course up there. We used to go up there and find golf balls. But the most interesting character in all of Yesler was old Joe Thurber.
Yeah? Were you around him?
Yeah, I remember seeing old Joe Thurber come up to Yesler's grocery store and sit on the porch of the grocery store. And he always carried a shotgun with him, accompanied with his two dogs. And he wore a beard. Of course, he was quite old, but he always carried a shotgun with him. And I did know his two nieces.
Yeah. Did he live down in Yesler, or...?
He lived between Yesler and Lawhurst.
Uh-huh. Now, had he homesteaded over there?
He homesteaded there.
He's about the first guy
he homesteaded
there, wasn't he?
He owned all that property on Sober Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where the Bartels Association is now.
Yeah.
That used to be a big pond down there, and we used to go skating down there.
Where Battelle is now?
It used to get lots colder than it is now.
Yeah.
But I never did know that that particular property was owned by the University of Washington.
What do you remember what Joe Serber looked like? How big he was, what kind of clothes he
wore? He wasn't too big a man. Of course, he was quite elderly when I would see him.
Yeah.
Rather stooped a little.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, they say that Joe Serber was the first chief of police and fireman in Seattle. Of course, there was some doubt to that in the last article I heard about. It was a nice article.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether you've seen it.
No, I don't remember that, Bill.
I should have saved it. It was real good.
Huh. I'll try to look around for some of that. But Joe Serber would come up to talk to the people around the store or a boarding house?
He would come up to the store there.
Mm-hmm. And always with a couple of dogs. Hunting dogs of some kind, or pet dogs?
Pet dogs.
Yeah.
They probably weren't hunting dogs, of course. But he was always noted for being a hunter, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll get that abstract.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.